Thank you, President Norton. Good evening, everyone. In case you haven't noticed, we're less than 3 weeks away from the end of our school year, and I want to thank all of our school communities for what has been a truly exceptional year. In particular, I was particularly proud last week that Teacher Appreciation Week was held, and we had an opportunity to honor our Mayor's Teacher of the Year Award recipients. As you know, all of us here in San Francisco Unified School District say a big thank you to all of our teachers who provide amazing educational experiences to our students on a daily basis. The celebration of the work of our teachers cannot be confined to a week, but we're very privileged to work alongside all of our teachers and our teachers working alongside our communities to educate our children. We were on May 6th honored to honor our Mayor's Teachers of the Year Award recipients at AT&T Park at the San Francisco Giants home game. We were extremely proud of our teachers as they were able to wear their San Francisco Giants jerseys provided by UESF. And we were able to take them out onto home plate and have them recognized before the crowd. This week, we will also be honoring our principal awardees. But I'd like to read the names of our teacher awardees and our principal awardees. The teachers awarded this recognition were Andra Young from Presidio Early Education School, Andres Tovar from Marshall Elementary School, Jennifer Mullis from El Dorado Elementary School, Joel Austin from Roosevelt Middle School, and Constance Walker from Woodside Learning Center. How about a round of applause for our teachers of the year? This week being honored as our principal awardees are Dr. Eliva Gibson, who is a site administrator at Tule Elk Park Early Education School and Transitional Kindergarten, William Lucy from West Portal Elementary School, Douglas Dent from Aptos Middle School, and Erica Lovren from George Washington High School. How about a round of applause for our principals? We were also very honored this past 2 weeks ago to have a visit from our Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, who is the Secretary of Education, the United States Department of Education. Secretary Duncan visited Everett Middle School on May 2nd to meet with district staff and community leaders, as well as Mayor Lee and representatives from the 9 San Francisco Unified School District schools that were awarded school improvement grants for improvement of schools. We shared with Secretary Duncan the successful strategies that the district has been using to achieve student gains. We were very clear that we have never started from a perspective that schools are broken or that adults are broken, but rather that the school system has to support the adults and the children in schools. We set a clear vision, and the strategies and resources that were focused are what we attribute to the double-digit rate of growth for English language arts and the triple rate of growth in mathematics over the past 5 years for schools receiving the school improvement grants. We're very honored that Secretary Duncan was very, very appreciative of the work happening in San Francisco and commented that San Francisco is a model for the nation in terms of how to support schools and to accelerate student learning. As you know, today the governor released his revision of the May budget. We're currently studying his revised budget to determine how this will affect the San Francisco Unified School District budget projections. I want to remind the public that while we have lots of predictions, we have lots of good forecasts, we have lots of hope that we have a better economy, we still don't have a budget allocation. So until we have a budget allocation, we have to be very, very thoughtful about how we allocate resources. As a reminder to our community, we are working with community partners to host a forum about the budget on May 16th. The forum will address how local, state, and federal education funding affects the district and our schools, and what you can do to support education funding. The forums will be held right here at 555 Franklin Street. And for more details, please visit our website at www.sfusd.edu. There are also flyers for the event where you can pick up your agendas as well. On a personal note, I also had the great opportunity and the privilege last Friday to join staff and over 700 Roosevelt Middle School students in their annual restoration run. Now, for those of you that don't know what the restoration run is, you imagine 700 middle school students on Ocean Beach that participate in cleaning up the beach and picking up trash, and then they cap it off with a 5K run along the Great Highway. I was privileged to be able to run alongside Dr. Michael Reimer, the principal at Roosevelt, and Phil Ginsburg, our director of Rec and Park, and we ran with 700 middle school students. We did a 5K. And I did have a question that I kept asking myself as we finished and we crossed the finish line, and the question was very simply, am I really faster than a sixth grader? And unfortunately, I can say to you currently, the answer is no. Those are a fast group of sixth graders. But it was a lot of fun, and I want to congratulate the Roosevelt Middle School students for demonstrating that physical fitness and academic achievement go hand in hand. It was a wonderful example, and I would encourage all of our communities to get physically active, get healthy. There's a strong relationship between a healthy body and a healthy mind. And last but not least, I know that we are in that time of year, so I do want to say two last words. Go Warriors! Woo-hoo! Have a great evening.